Here we go, Elissa Walker Campbell. I want to welcome you in to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is indeed a very big weekend in college football. And for the Texas A&M Aggies, they will be tested once again after they survived in overtime last weekend against Arkansas in Arlington. Tomorrow, the Aggies will be on the road. They face Mississippi State. And when you review the schedule for the Aggies, the month of October, no doubt, will be a challenge as they face a number of ranked teams. And it is always an honor to welcome in the all-time winningest coach at Texas A&M and College Football Hall of Famer, the great R.C. Slocum. Good evening. How are things in College Station?
Hello, Alyssa. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good
it's
to
always
be with you.
Absolutely, and to have you up on the show. R.C., before we look ahead, I definitely wanted to get your pulse on the game last weekend in Arlington because it was too close for comfort, but how about that quarterback, Kenny Hill? He leads the way for the comeback win.
Oh, Kenny did a great job. I think all our guys, we made mistakes, obvious mistakes in the game, and really all phases of the game. We had some letdowns, and I think, you know, it's all how you look at something. I think that game will help us as a team. I was so proud of our guys. It showed the character. You know, it was 28-14 there in the fourth quarter. And they just kept playing away. And we talk all the time about college athletics being a kind of a laboratory for life. And it shows if you just keep, sometimes things look pretty desperate. If you just keep trying, keep stay in the game, keep playing, then good things happen. And I'm so proud of our coaches and our players for the character that they demonstrated there, hanging in there and coming back, getting it to overtime, and then they really played well. We scored the first play of the overtime, and
yeah,
we
uh-huh.
held them four straight downs. They didn't make a first down in overtime. So it was a great win, and I would say a character-building win for our team.
Well, as a result, the Aggies remain undefeated. They're 5-0, 2-0 in the SEC. And, you know, I point out the play of Kenny Hill, how sensational he was. I mean, he is a sophomore sensation. But I agree with you. I mean, it really speaks to the heart of this team and that, you know, Kevin Sumlin, he's got a group of high-level competitors.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership of Kevin. First of all, even keel guy. If you watch him on the sideline, I mean, he's not throwing clipboards or visors or whatever. You know,
right.
He's a pretty steady guy.
True.
And I've always thought that kids look to leaders, or in any situation, people look to the leader and say, hey, how we're doing? And the leader says, hey, everything's okay. We're calm here. We're having some problems right now. We're making some mistakes. But overall, we're still fine. And I think Kevin kind of exudes that confidence and stability in the way his demeanor on the sidelines. And I think kids feed off of that. Everything's okay, you know. So they just kept playing, you know, playing, and then they made some plays. And that's the way it works if you'll stay in the game and keep playing. And so many times guys say, oh, well, you know, this thing, we're hopelessly down now or whatever. And our guys never blinked. They just kept playing, and then they came up with some big plays. And that's how you win, and good teams do that. And every time you do that, it you're a little better. You know, once you've been there, then – you know, we'll be in some situations later on like that, and you've got something to draw back on and say, hey, we've been here before, you know, so you keep playing hard and you give yourself at least a chance to win.
Well, it's a learning experience, and it's going to continue to build your confidence as a team and that cohesiveness.
I think I've told people this week it was a whole lot better for us than had we gone up there and just had a cakewalk and won by two or three touchdowns, easy game. That's fun, but I don't think you grow as much as you do when you fight hard and come back like we did the other day. That better prepares us for what we've got ahead of us in the SEC, in particular in our division. There's not going to be an easy game in there. This is going to be an every week thing for us.
A daunting
Starting
task
this week.
Yes, absolutely. A daunting task ahead when you look at the games and the slew of games coming up in the month of October. Hey, we are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure when R.C. Slocum, Texas A&M great and the legendary coach in college football, is with us. And, you know, you do have to give credit, though, to Arkansas. They are a much improved team, and the Aggies really struggled with their running game.
I was very impressed with Arkansas. First of all, I thought they're really well coached. I've watched their defense a lot, and they were seldom out of alignment. They did a great job of tackling. They just really pursued the ball, and then offensively, They're a big physical team. You know, they've got a huge offensive line. Their backs are tough runners, but they also have home run kind of speed. You know, so I was impressed with Arkansas. I thought the quarterback made some good plays, and we won't be the only team this year in SEC that they give problems to. They'll give some problems to some other people, and they really, you know, they play Auburn a pretty even game till in the second half. Auburn pulled away a little bit, and so I'm impressed. The coach is doing a good job there. They were well coached. They're a good-looking football team. They're typical. They look like an SEC team when you look at them physically on the hoof.
Well, they gave Texas A&M everything it could handle. And, you know, entering into the 2014 season, RC, I mean, the buzz was about who could possibly replace Johnny Manziel. What is your overall evaluation of Kenny Hill up at this point? Here we are in the first weekend in October, and just how he really has made such a seamless transition.
I think Kenny Hill is off to a great start, and I have to say I'm not totally surprised. I've watched him in practice. He's got the tools. He's got a quick release. He's
okay.
Kind of one of those poised kind. He's not a hyper kind of a kid, and I was at the South Carolina game, and I was just so proud. I mean, that was a great atmosphere. It was jacked up over there, full house, towels
yeah,
going.
Uh-huh.
Music, I mean, it was a wild atmosphere. And we go out there, the opening possession, go right down the field with a young quarterback that's got virtually no playing time, and he goes out there and just looked like he'd been there forever, you know. So I'm tremendously impressed with him.
Okay, so when you review the game tape, I mean, what immediately does come to your mind that the Aggies, that they do need to correct and perhaps clean up as they continue to move forward, because they've got a very big test this weekend and on Saturday?
Well, it's been an ongoing issue. We're playing some young guys in the secondary, but we have one of the basic tenets of defense: you cannot give up big plays. You can no long passes, no long runs, and just make people. Good teams are going to be able to make some yards, but don't give them anything easy. And in the game the other day, and in the South Carolina game, we gave up a couple of easy scores. We really played well overall, but those easy scores, you can't do that. You got to make them earn what they get. And that'd be the most glaring thing to me, is that we have to be better. I say, you know, that guy's releasing off the line, running down that field. He's doing it for a reason. Somebody better be going with him, you know. And So we've got to improve on that, because that won't be the last time we'll see a play-action pass or see guys go deep. We've given up some plays like that, so people say, hey, well, let's see if we can get one. You know, so we've got to demonstrate. And one thing that helps that is improved pass rush, too. Putting some pressure on the quarterback improves that coverage quite a bit. So that's the biggest thing. I think offensively, I like our offensive line. I think we've got excellent running backs. We've already talked about the quarterback. We've got the best group of receivers I've ever seen at A&M.
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum is with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We are up against the clock, got to take a commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with the all-time winningest coach at Texas A&M, R.C. Slocum.